我们看第二个角度，我们看到为什么乌西亚的侍奉是属肉体的侍奉。
Secondly, let's see why Uzziah's service is a carnal service.
因为他没有怎么样顺从顺服神的心意。
Because he did not seek God's approval.
我们先看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
第四节这边讲讲到乌西亚行耶和华眼中看为正的事，效法他父亚玛谢一切所行的。
Here it says he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father Amaziah had done.
啊，历代志的作者呢，他把一句话漏掉了，跟列王记的作者呢，把另外一句话加上去了。
Here the author of the Chronicles omitted one.Phrase where was appearing in Kings.
这列王记的作者在列王记下十五章第四节里面，他加了几句。
Here in the 15 chapters of the second King.
第四节里面他这样讲，只是秋坛还没有废去。
Second Chronicles chapter 15 verse Second Kings.
这边讲到这个 high places 这个。祭秋坛呢，那个是拜偶像的地方，怎么样？还没有除去掉。
Chapter 15, verse 4 in 2 Kings, it says, The high places, however, were not removed.
百姓仍在那里献祭烧香。
The people continued to offer sacrifice and burn incense there.
圣经上面神厌恶这些怎么样？秋坛。
God despised these high places.
而怎么样？乌西亚怎么样？并没有把那些秋坛除去。
And yet, King Uzziah did not replace, did not destroy them.
他做了很多的好事，但是没有完全的顺服神。
He did a lot of good things, but he did not obey God completely.
还有秋坛留在那边。
There are still high places left.
弟兄姐妹，当我想到多少时候我们侍奉神的时候，我们做了很多的事，但是心中还有一些地方怎么样？留给拜偶像的地方，存留在我们身上。
Brothers and sisters, oftentimes we've done a lot of good things. We have served God well in many areas, but in our hearts we still have something left that has connotation, implication about serving the idols.
求神今天借他的话语，圣灵光照我们，我们身上有没有秋坛？
We pray that God'sThe Holy Spirit would enlighten us to help us to see if there are high places left within us.
你知道这个秋坛如果在我们身上的话，就是有魔鬼立足的地方。保罗讲到
，Because Paul says, if we have those places left there, they become places where the devil can use.
有时候情况不好的时候，有时候我们情绪低落的时候，撒旦就在从秋坛的那个地方怎么样攻击到我们全身。
So sometimes when we are depressed, sometimes when we don't feel good, Satan will use these high places to attack us.
我们看到乌西亚没有顺服神的心意，因为第一，他有秋坛在他的身上。
We see here, first of all, Uzziah did not seek God's will because he has.High places left in him.
为什么他有秋坛在他身上会这样的结果呢？我们就看到怎么样，他甚至于自己要上耶和华的殿，要来怎么样，香坛上面烧香。
And these high places led him to try to offer incense, or the burn incense in the temple of God.
因为他自己身上有秋坛，他常常一不小心的时候拜这个秋坛，所以他认为他也可以同样的方法来拜耶和华。
Because Within himself, he has these high places, and he sometimes worship in these high places, and he thought he could do the same thing in the temple of God.
那我们怎么样把秋坛拿去身上？
How do we remove our high places?
首先我们要知道哪些是我们的秋坛。
First of all, we need to find out what are our high places within us.
然后我们怎么样，要怎么样把这些秋坛赶掉呢？
And then we have to find out how do we remove them.
只有一个功课，十字架的破碎。
There's only one lesson, and that is to be broken by the cross.
我们看到圣经上神放了很多的人物，让我们看到他们是经过破碎过的人，神才能够使用他们。
We see oftentimes God used persons or people who have been dealt with by the cross.
有很多时候 你没有跟这个人相处同工的时候，你看不出来他身上有没有十字架留下的痕迹。
Oftentimes, if you don't know a person well, you can't tell whether this person has the mark of the cross on him.
哦，当这个人被十字架对付过之后，你看得出来，在那种不同的情况之下，他的反应不一样。
And if a person has been dealt by the cross, you will see his reaction at different situations will be different.
有个传道人这样讲。
There's a preacher who once said.
他讲我们整个基督徒的生活是怎么样？是可以看你怎么样 react， 而不是看你怎么 act， 看你怎么样在被动的情况之下的反应，而不是看你做什么。
Says a person's a Christian's life can be judged by how he reacts to different things rather than how he acts。
我不知道弟兄姐妹听懂了，不是看我们做什么，而是看我们事情发生之后我们的反应是什么。
So it's not depending on what we have done, but it depending on how we react to different things.
我们看到雅各。
We see Jacob.
雅各身上有十字架的痕迹留在他身上。
On his body there's sign, a mark of the cross.
雅各跟怎么样？跟神摔过跤，神的天使摔过跤，几乎力量相同的时候，神在他身上怎么样？扭了一把，所以雅各怎么样？身上有他的痕迹，他是瘸腿的一个人。
You remember Jacob was wrestling with God, and they were equal. That nobody can win one way or the other. And at the end, God crippled him.
雅各的一生有一个记号，他自己知道神时时的提醒他，他是要被神对付过的一个人。
So on his body, he bears a mark, which reminds him all the time that he has been dealt with by God.
弟兄姐妹，巴不得我们中间每一个要服侍主的人，让十字架在我们身上破碎，破碎又破碎。
I hope every one of us can be dealt with by God, so He will break us.
我参加的生平第一个退休会的时候，那时候我在1969年在 Urbana 那时候参加过第一个退休会。
I remember the first retreat that I went was in 1969, September.
传道人讲过一句话，我到现在都记得。
The preacher's word, I can still remember.
他说，你如果是一个侍奉神的一个人。
He says, if you're a person who wants to serve God.
如果你没有怎么样流过汗。
If you have not sweated.
如果你没有流过眼泪。
If you have not cried.
如果你没有流过血
，If you have not shed blood，
你要问你自己是不是一个忠心侍奉他的人。
You have to ask yourself if you are a faithful servant of him。
弟兄姐妹，我常常有时候怎么样？安落的时候，没有流眼泪的时候，没有流汗的时候，怎么样？就是我要跌倒的时候。
Oftentimes when I was enjoying myself, when I'm well in well-being, that's the time when I will fall.
每次当我流泪的时候，是我跟神最亲密的时候。
But in the days of tears, those are the days when I was closest to God.
弟兄姐妹们，我珍惜神给我流泪的时候。
So I treasure the days that I have to cry for God.
我也同样的，在神的恩典中间求神让你能够有流泪的时候。
So I also pray that in God's mercy.You would also have these days of tears. So the cross can deal with us and break us. This way, only this way, can we replace those high places.
Oh, 那个秋坛，那个从所罗门所带进来的秋坛，一直在他的后代的身上。
So these high places where Solomon introduced into the country.Have lasted all through his descendants' days.
到乌西亚身上还有秋坛。
Even to the days of Uzziah.
我们要把它切除掉。
We need to remove them.
当切除的时候会很痛苦。
This is a painful process when we remove them.
很不习惯。
It will be very uncomfortable.
弟兄姐妹们，不但我们身上每个人有秋坛。
Brothers and sisters, not only we have these high places in us.
甚至于在我们教会的侍奉上面，我们都有很多的秋坛。
even in the service, in the ministry in our church, there may be high places. Because every church has a tradition. Some of us we need to remove. I pray that God will give us enough mercy, enough grace during our time in the church here.
能够从神那边领受到他的话语, 他给教会的带领的方向方面。
We need to receive from God His word, His guidance to the, for the church.
求神给我足够的恩典, 让我愿意拿些这些刀来切除掉, 求他。
May God give us enough grace so that we can cut off these high places.
我想教会弟兄姐妹们会不习惯有些地方。
Perhaps brothers and sisters in some cases will not be comfortable about it.
我也不很愿意去这样做。
And I don't really want to do this.
但是为了神的荣耀，我们要切除一些秋坛。
But for the glory of God, some of it we need to remove.
好，我们看到乌西亚没有顺从神的旨意，因为身上有秋坛。
So we see God, Uzziah did not seek God's will because he has these high places in him.
同时还有一个原因就是他顺从了他自己的肉体。
One other reason is he followed his own carnal wishes.
我们看到第16节里面讲到他进耶和华的殿要在香坛上面烧香。
In verse 16 says he went to the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense.
乌西亚要凭着他王的身份到神的殿里面来怎么样来烧香。
He went into the temple as a king.
神的律法上写明的只有祭司才能进去烧香。
In the laws of God, it's written clearly that only the priest can go in and burn incense.
什么充满了乌西亚的心思他要这样做呢？
What makes Uzziah do this?
你认为什么乌西亚王做得好好的，名声传到埃及，传到怎么样远方？为什么他要上香坛？
So how do we figure Uzziah? He's a great king. He's famous even in Egypt. Why would he want to burn incense in the temple?
我讲身上他就是有一个字啊。
I think there's one word to describe it.
就是说他认为什么东西他都可以做到。
That he felt that
doing 这个事实上, 在他的心里面,
the word is doing. He felt that he could do anything.
他的心被他的怎么样, 被他这个字, 能够做这个字, 什么事情他都可以做。
So he was full of his mind, whatever he wants, he could do.
你在字的作者对乌西亚相当的客气, 在描写的时候怎么样, 把他能够做的很多事情统统写出来。
The author of Chronicles very kind to Uzziah. He listed all the things he could do.
他要我们读者里面讲出来乌西亚怎么会在这一切做了十五节第一节到第十五节什么都可以做这样能干的一个人为什么十六节会变成一个 sad story.
But he wants all the readers to determine why in the first 15 verses he had done all these good things and yet in verse 16 it turned into a sad story.
我坐下来用铅笔讲他可以做哪些事情啊?
I sit down and mark out the things that he could have done.
哎,这个人真能干。
He's a very capable man.
我首先写他是个军事家。
First of all, I wrote down that he's a military strategist.
但是第八节里面讲他的名声传到埃及,
in verse 8 says his fame was spread as far as the border of Egypt because he was very powerful.
第二点我觉得他是一个工程师。哎呀，我是工程师，他也是工程师。
Secondly, I felt that he's an excellent engineer, just like I am.
第九节里面讲他建筑城墙且甚坚固。
In verse 9 says Uzziah built towers of Jerusalem at the corner of the gate, at the valley gate, and at the angle of the wall, and fortified them.
而且它不单单是一种建筑，它是不单是土木建筑师啊，而且它也是机械工程啊，设计师。
Not only he is a civil engineer, he's also a mechanical engineer.
我们看到十五节里面，他在耶路撒冷是巧匠做机器，在城墙和角楼上面，他是一个 machine designer.
So in verse 15, it indicates that he's maybe a machine designer. Also, he said in Jerusalem, he made machine designed by skillful man for use on the towers.
不但如此，他还是个农业畜牧家。
Not only this, he's also an agriculture.
每次弟兄姐妹对我讲，这个弟兄真能干，怎么样？应当叫他多一点侍奉。
And we say this is a very able person. Maybe we should have more work for him to do.
我说不想。
Every time when people talk to me like this, I'll keep silent.
如果他们一而再、三而四这样跟我讲的话
，But if they insist repeatedly and say it to me,
我会告诉他，神不是看我们这个人有多少恩赐。
I'll tell them, God does not look upon the gifts that he has for us.
神看我们的心，看我们这个人是不是一个属灵的人。
God looks at our heart, whether we're a spiritual man.
世界上很多有聪明才智的人。
In the world, there are a lot of people that are wise, they are talented.
如果我们的教会是需要这样聪明才智的人来服侍的话，
If our church needs only these kind of person to serve,
我可以从 Rutgers 可以找到怎么样 ？University 找到多少聪明的人怎么样？来教会来侍奉。
We could recruit from the Rutgers University, for instance, a lot of these able person to come.
他们可以是不信主的，他们侍奉的怎么样？一样有决心，一样有恩赐，一样有毅力。
Even if they don't believe in the faith, they can still serve.With the same determination, the same gift, and the same excellent way.
好，神讲我的服事怎么样？是看心而不看你做什么。
God says He's seeking not what you can do, but what you desire, what is in your heart.
历代志的作者在描写历代志的时候，很有意思，描写几个王。
In the Chronicles.There are several descriptions of interesting kings.
特别他在描写乌西亚，描写乌西亚的父亲亚玛谢，描写乌西亚的祖父约阿斯，是同样的笔法。
Especially, the author described Uzziah, his father, Amasai, and also his grandfather, Joash. He used the same terms.
他怎么样？他把这个人呢一分两半。
He sort of split the person into two.
他讲这个人是好的年 good years 是他的好的时候是怎么样他坏的时候是怎么样 bad years 是怎么样
so he described it first of all what are his good years how was he when he was during those good years and then what happens afterwards in his bad years
你如果看这几个人他在形容他在好的时候怎么样好的时候多是怎么样多是他们顺从神祭司的时候所做的事情
And those good years are always the time when they follow God's prophets.
坏的时候都是怎么样？都是他们顺从自己的意思，离开神，离开神仆人，离开他们的时候，他就怎么样？坏的时候。
And the bad year came when the God's servant left them, so they followed their own will, their own wishes.
乌西亚的侍奉是属肉体的侍奉，因为他没有跟神建立起。
The service of Uzziah is a carnal service because he did not establish direct relationship, personal relationship with God.
乌西亚的侍奉是属肉体的侍奉，因为他没有顺从神的心意去侍奉。
It's a carnal service because he did not seek God's will in his service.
我们看到他一不顺从神的时候，怎么样？他就是在坏的那个 bad years.
Once he followed his own desire. Instead of God's desire, he got into those bad years.